Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Blown Off Podcast on 95.1 WAPE.
Time for Blown Off, and we have Gordon here today. Hi, Gordon.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing great, man.
Hey.
Yeah, Megan's doing great. She said, hey.
Super great.
Gordon, what's going on? Are you getting blown off by somebody, dude?
Yeah, unfortunately, I am. You know, this doesn't usually happen for me, believe it or not, but there's...
That's what they all say.
Girl. Yeah, exactly. There's this this girl that I went out with once, and we had a good time, and she just won't call me back.
Okay.
Yeah.
What?
Michelle, and
you what?
Well, I met her at a restaurant. She was chilling with her friend.
What's her name? I'm sorry.
Her name is Michelle.
Her name is Michelle. Okay. All right. So you met her at a restaurant. She's chilling with her friends.
Yeah, yeah. We're, you know, she's having a good time, and I usually don't like to eavesdrop, but, you know, she started talking about how she collects, you know, vintage records, and so do I. So I butted in the conversation and said, hey, do you have this record, you know? And she actually had not heard of these records I was talking about, so we ended up talking about that. I got her number and called her in a couple of days.
It's very hipster way to meet somebody.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. You know, it's a lot easier than social media apps, I can tell you that. Just real life, you get to see what they look like, you know that they're a real woman.
Yeah.
And we had a good time. You know, I thought we had a great time. And, you know, we both have a lot of things in common. We both hate the unicorn frappuccino. So that was
well,
the start. But,
well, you won't have to worry about those anymore. They're
yeah,
gone now.
Right? Yeah, right.
Good. And then I don't know. I she just stopped talking to me. She won't return my texts or... her phone calls.
Weird.
That is weird.
Yeah. And how long has it been since, like, you've been trying to get in touch with her? I mean, it must have been just a couple days ago if you were talking about unicorn frappuccinos.
Yeah.
I want to say like four or five days ago.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So she just ignores you, or she writes back, don't ever talk to me again, or?
No. That's the thing. If she said don't ever talk to me again, then I'll stop talking to her. I thought we had a great time, you know. I dropped her off at her place. I figured, okay, I'll see her again.
Yeah.
So you just, like, text her and she doesn't write you back or anything?
Yeah. All I got was a good night. And she said good night. And then after that, there's nothing else.
Maybe she changed her mind. Maybe now she likes unicorn frappuccinos.
Yeah, maybe.
And she's embarrassed because... Well, you know what? Never mind. Why don't we call her next and see if we can get some information out of her why she's ignoring you, why she doesn't want to call you back, okay?
Thank you. Yes.
All right, let's call her and find out why. Here we go.
Hello?
Michelle.
Yeah.
Good morning, Michelle. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for asking. My name's Mark Kay, by the way. I'm calling from Starbucks. I wanted to let you know you've won a lifetime supply of unicorn frappuccinos.
Okay. Who is this?
Okay, she's not following me.
It really is Mark Kay. He wasn't lying about that part.
Yeah, I was. It's Mark Kay and Megan. We're from 95.1 WAPE. It's a radio station. We host the morning show.
Yeah.
Hey, Michelle.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi.
You're awestruck. I can tell.
Michelle, we were calling you because we wanted to ask you about that dude that you went out with on a date named Gordon. You guys went to dinner.
You remember Gordon?
Yeah, I do.
Is there something that happened that you don't want to see him again? He said he wanted to go out with you again. He had a good time, but you kind of are blowing him off.
Oh, my God. I can't believe. He seemed to be nice, and I had a good time on part of the date.
Yeah.
But I don't think that we have that much in common when it comes down to it.
Well, I mean, he told us you both like vintage records and you hate unicorn frappuccinos. So, I mean, that sounds like the basis of a good relationship.
So far.
I think doesn't everybody hate the unicorn frappuccinos?
No, they're delicious. What are you talking about?
Tons of people like them, actually.
What was it about him that made you think, this isn't the guy for me?
Honestly, it was one of the worst dates I've ever been on because I thought I really liked this guy. We were really hitting it off. And And then he busted out this joke that was like the most offensive thing I've ever heard.
It was offensive in what way?
It was totally racist.
He told you a racist joke on your date?
Yeah.
Oh.
What?
Oh, that's probably...
That's not a good move, no.
I'm not a racist. I watched that joke.
Oh.
Hey, it's Gordon.
Gordon?
I had to call you. Hey, good morning. I'm not a racist. I had them tell you that joke because I wanted to see if you would pass the test, and because you didn't laugh, you passed the test. No, I'm not a racist. I'm not.
I don't even know what you're talking about, but I don't really feel comfortable, and I don't really want to talk to him.
You don't want to talk? Okay, all right. Okay.
I wasn't trying to do a psychological test on her. I mean, I was more of like, every time I go on a date with a girl, I want to see if they're a racist because I hate racists. So I figure if I say a racist joke and they laugh, well, they're not for me. And if they don't, they're a decent person. And Michelle didn't laugh because you're a decent person.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so, but then I spent the rest of the time at dinner so uncomfortable and thinking that I was across from a horrible person. And,
yeah.
And I don't need to be tested. I don't need to be tested like that. I am a good person, and you should be able to tell that.
I know, you're not a racist. That's why I like you. I would love to see you again, because you're not a racist.
Why?
Wait, I feel like it's wrong to put somebody on a test when you're like going on a date.
So what if she had laughed? You would have just gotten up and left? And been like, racist, biatch? I mean, what do you do in that situation?
It wasn't that bad of a joke.
What was the joke, Gordon? Can you tell us?
Okay, look, it's a joke. I didn't think of it up, but it's an old joke. It's basically, what do you call a that...
What?
You're a terrible person, Mark. You laughed.
I knew I was a horrible person. No, I'm not laughing at the joke. I'm laughing that you actually thought this was a good idea to tell a woman this joke on a first date.
Yeah.
If you're testing someone, you're failing your own test.
See, I think you're also smart, which is why I like to talk to you more.
Oh my God.
Okay. Gordon, if you tell a girl this joke and she doesn't laugh, as Michelle did not, don't you realize you've kind of put a damper on the rest of the date?
Right, exactly.
Or do you, unless you say, hey, it's a test, congrats, you win, you get to date me, that's your prize.
You know what? I like to stay very committed to my jokes because it's also a hobby of mine doing stand-up comedy. And I probably should have said, I'm joking, this is a test, and for that I apologize. It just proves how much smarter she is than me.
Yeah.
And it was probably not the best idea.
Wait, so Gordon, has this worked in the past? Like, you've done it and you've dated girls because they passed the test?
I've gotten to know a lot more about their family history and about how they feel about life, because sometimes they laugh, and it's also like a sociological experiment. But, you know, I guess it's more of like a defense mechanism.
Man, I'll tell you what, you sound like a real fun date.
Yeah.
Let me just tell you that. Okay. Well, listen, Michelle, now that we've kind of explained it, any chance you would want to go out with Gordon again?
No.
Are you sure? Because you passed the test already.
Wait, is she testing me?
Oh, never mind.
I don't think anybody's thinking about this.
All right, hang on. Never mind then. What do you... Hey, God. Megan.
Yes.
What do you call a dumbass who's going to spend the rest of his life alone?
Gordon,
that's right. Yeah, that was a test. You passed.
Here, Blown Off. Weekdays at 6 a.m. and 8 a.m. Or hear the podcast at WAPE.com or on our Big 8 mobile app.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.